Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and we are counting you down to the 2015 NFL Draft. Just 55 days away, folks. 55 days away. Fresh off the Indianapolis Scouting Combine just a week ago. And we are now getting ready to enter the Pro Day circuit, getting under the way earlier this week, actually. Monday kicked off the Pro Day circuit, and we've been keeping tabs and keeping track of all the NFL Pro Day workouts. So for all the latest updates there, check out our channel on Blog Talk Radio. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's called NFL Pro Day Rewind, and we have a whole channel dedicated just to Pro Days. So if you go to NFL Draft Bible Pro Day Rewind, you can get all that good information, doing a podcast daily, just recapping all the measurables from around the nation. Again, I am your host, Rick Saratella, and today we are going to be talking to URI, yes, the University of Rhode Island linebacker, Andrew Bowes, a.k.a. Surround Sound, because he just surrounds the entire offense with his sideline-to-sideline coverage on defense. 295 career tackles, averaged 10.4 tackles per game this past season, 125 tackles on the year, 14 for a loss, and he comes in at 6'2", 235 pounds, runs a 4.65 40. A lot of people don't know that about his speed, so I think he's going to surprise some people at his pro day coming up. We're going to talk to him in just a moment here. We should have him on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. And while we're waiting for Andrew to call in, let me tell you about the MyFantasyLeague.com. It's your website hosting solution for all your fantasy football needs. So when you get a chance, please give them a scatter and check them out. They've been in a dynasty league on that website for almost 15 years now. I'm a commissioner of a dynasty league, and they do a great job, fantastic job, of customizing all of your fantasy football needs. All right, so while we wait for Andrew Bowes to join us here on the hotline, let me just tell you a little bit about the prospect. I got a little excited when I was contacted about Andrew because I went to school up in Providence, Rhode Island, very small state that we call the drive-through state. It's about 27, 28 exits. For those of you in Jersey, know all about exits. So it's a small state. And the last time a player from URI was drafted was actually 1986. And that was offensive lineman Bob White, who was heard his name called with the 189th pick in the 1986 NFL draft. So Andrew Bowes has a legitimate shot to buck that trend. It's been nearly 30 years now since a URI guy has been drafted. So we're going to talk to him about his NFL Pro Day preparation, some of his techniques that he uses, swarming to the quarterback on his pass rushing skills. And he's a versatile guy, has lined up all over the field at defensive end, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. And we welcome him in now. He's the man of the hour, Andrew Bowes, a.k.a. Surround Sound. Welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Appreciate you taking some time today to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, Andrew. And let's dive right into it because I know you're getting ready for your upcoming pro day. It's been a few months since you actually suited up and played an actual game. So just take me through what your schedule has been like the past couple months. What have you been doing? Where you've been working out? Take me through a prototypical day for Andrew Bowes.
Yeah, no problem. And you know, since season's been over, it's been, you know, ground and pound ever since I've came into this whole athletic training ordeal and so forth. You know, with my trainer Rich Sneed, who's done an unbelievable job with me up to this point. Coming in, we've just been, you know, every day is just a grind, just getting up every morning, having to work out, you know, 2.5-3 hours a day at sometimes, you know. So it's been a process, but, you know, I've been grateful enough to, you know, be able to experience this you know, because not many people have.
I'm talking to Andrew Bowes, the linebacker from URI, the University of Rhode Island, and got a little excited when I heard URI. Andrew, I went to Johnson & Wales up in Providence, Rhode Island, so I'm very familiar with the state and the good eats up there in Rhode Island. And are you aware that it's been almost 30 years since the last time a player from URI has been drafted?
Yeah, I have. Actually, one of my, you know, it was, I think it was towards the end of the year, one of my coaches actually, you know, mentioned to me, you know, there hasn't been a guy been drafted, I don't know how long, but, you know, hopefully, you know, with the recruiting class, you know, that my head coach, you know, is bringing in and so forth, we can, you know, start a new trend and, you know, start a new path with Rhodey football.
That's right, and that was offensive lineman Bob White with the 189th pick in the 1986 draft by the New York Jets. But let's talk about your game, Andrew, because I heard about you. I didn't actually check out your film until last night as I got ready to prep for this interview. And, you know, you come in looking at film with no expectations, and I was very impressed. I'll tell you some of the things that I saw, what I liked in a minute, but let's hear it from your mouth first. You know, maybe an NFL team tuning in right now, hearing about you for the first time. How would you break yourself down? Give us a little scouting report on yourself.
Well, in terms of strength, I would say that, you know, I have a natural athlete ball. You know, I feel like I have decent speed. You know, I just have an act for, you know, attacking the ball and you know, just going, getting after it. I'm very good when it comes to downhill play action, you know, and, you know, just being physical, you know, is 100% of the time. I give my best every play, every rep, you know, and just being a natural football player, you know, just letting it come natural to me and just doing what I know, you know, comes best. In terms of weaknesses, you know, everybody has an area of weakness that they could improve on. For me, I would say, you know, just being in the system, you know, at Rhode Island, you know, my early years, my freshman and sophomore year, you know, I wasn't really, you know, transitioning from high school. I wasn't very comfortable with the pass coverage and so forth. But, you know, over the years that I've been at University of Rhode Island, I've been able to, you know, just – adapting and improving my pass coverage and pass responsibilities. But, you know, as any football player, I think, you know, there's always room for improvement in all areas of the game. And you can never, you know, get too much knowledge from the game and, you know, practice, you know. So I think there's still a lot of things I need to work on, but, you know, I just take it in stride and try and you know, improve every day on my abilities that I do know that I have that are great, and also as well as the ones that I have to improve on. So,
Andrew Bowes, first team All CAA, 3-year starter, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Andrew, you know, watching some of your film and looking at the URI defense, I noticed they play somewhat of a hybrid. Sometimes you guys are in a 3-4, sometimes you guys are in a 4-3. And they kind of utilized your versatility as well. I noticed sometimes you're lined up inside, sometimes you're lined up outside. I even saw you play a little bit with your hand in the dirt. So if you could elaborate for us maybe just a little bit more in depth about what kind of defense that you guys did play at URI, and more specifically, what your role for the Rams defense was.
Yeah, you know, coming in when Joe Traynor was a part of the staff, you know, my early years, my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, we ran a 4-2-5. I played the inside Mike Wright linebacker. That was very simple concept in terms of, you know, pass coverage and run gap responsibility. But, you know, when Coach Fleming and his staff came in to play this past year, you know, we switched up to a 4-3 and also a more of like a nickel three-down lineman concept. And, you know, I played a little bit of the Mike and the Will. It's been a very huge you know, learning curve for me in terms of just learning the game in all areas and, you know, being able to play the will, you know, and flex out, be apex out, you know, playing the flex tight end or a slot receiver, you know, whoever it may be, you know, and also just playing inside the box. You know, it gave me a huge, you know, advantage in terms of just opening up my game and just being able to, you know, advance myself in the game of football. So, but mostly we ran a 4-3 base concept, you know, a little bit of man coverage, zone concept, you know, usually played over front, depending upon what team we played against, you know, and it's, you know, it's been, you know, a great experience being able to work with, or be a player under Coach Fleming and his staff. And my hat goes off to them for, you know, allowing me to be able to just gain the, you know, necessary knowledge to even advance my IQ in football. So,
what type of role do you see yourself at the next level? I mean, if you were to say you were best suited for what position, what would you say it would be?
To be honest, I mean, to be honest with you, I would play any position. You know, me looking at myself as a humble player and so forth. It doesn't matter if I put my hand down in the dirt or play in secondary. I just want to play. So it doesn't really particularly matter to me what position I play. But you know, I've been told that I've been kind of being outside linebacker, stand up rush type of guy. But also that I could play the Mike or the Sam. Depending upon what team it is and so forth. But you know, I'm just trying to improve my game in all areas to be that versatile player that can play in all positions and, you know, see the field in any way as possible.
University of Rhode Island linebacker Andrew Bowes on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host Rick Servitelli here. I even went back and watched some of your high school film, Andrew, and I saw some of your running back highlights. And when I watched the college film, I saw some of that running back come out in you when you got your hands on the ball, whether it was a turnover, a fumble recovery, interception, whatever the case may be. And I kept thinking to myself in the back of my head, you know, you're starting to see the NFL kind of come a little bit back towards a little bit of Iron Man football. We saw J.J. Watt, you know, catch some passes last season. We're seeing more linemen converted into the backfield on short yardage. We even saw a kid from Norfolk State, Lyndon Trail, at the Senior Bowl lining up. You know, he's a linebacker like yourself, lining up at tight end and taking some reps on the offense. But you have that downhill game, and I noticed when you were running a bruising runner, the back of my head kept telling me maybe you can play on both sides of the ball and even be a short yardage goal line specialist. Has that thought ever crossed your mind?
Yeah, you know, me running the ball back in high school was obviously a fun time. And, you know, I actually look back on that, you know, and sometimes wish I could have the ball back in my hands. But, you know, again, you know, whichever way I can see the field and make a contribute to the team, you know, I'm all for it. But I did have a niche for being able to run the ball and be that heavy bruiser when it, you know, came down to back in high school. So, you know, I have a little bit of, I don't know what to say. I've been able to just explore both sides of the ball in high school and then, you know, transition to college as a linebacker and, you know, again, just improve my game in all areas and just be able to, you know, come from high school playing, you know, strictly offense predominantly and then coming to, you know, college and playing mostly defense. You know, it's cool to be able to play to both sides of the ball and understand, you know, what it takes to play as a running back, you know, on the other side of the ball and also what it takes to be a linebacker and, you know, stop the run or the pass.
Yeah, you know, and talk about maximizing the versatility. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if NFL teams actually asked you to do a couple of running back drills, just throwing it out there. And, you know, that athleticism, too, is definitely going to help you playing special teams at the next level as well. Andrew Bowes, linebacker from the Rams, URI Rams, that is, joining us here. And let's talk a little bit about your upcoming pro day, Andrew. Now, I have you here, last check, at 6'2", 235. Is that accurate? What do you see your ideal playing weight at the next level?
I'm still around that same weight. I'm a little bit more than 235 right now, more towards the 240 range, but it's been fluctuating, based upon training days and so forth. And as me being ideal in the NFL, I can't really pinpoint exactly what weight I would actually play at, but, whatever, gives me the best physical attributes and to be able to play fast, is what I would like to ideally play at. But, I'm comfortable with this weight. But again, I've experienced being heavier, at times and playing with heavier weight. It's nothing new to me to actually be on the 240 plus side, but right now, my speed and my ability to run, allows me to play better in the 230 range.
Now, before you came on, I was telling the listeners that I think you're going to surprise some people with your speed, because when I look around the internet universe, I see, what people expect you to run in a 40-yard dash range, and curious if you have a certain benchmark in mind, if you're planning, have a goal, like a certain time that you want to hit, or if you want to keep that until pro day and save that. I understand that as well, but just wondering what your expectations are for the pro day overall and that 40-yard dash where, people always say that's where you make your money.
Oh, yeah, big time. And, it would be ideal for me to, run my best time, but I like to say that to my pro day next week and let that speak for itself.
Very well, we respect that here at the NFL Draft Bible. And before we let you go, looking around, I noticed you guys played Stony Brook at the end of the season, and I'm going to be interviewing one of their guys coming up here pretty soon, a tight end by the name of William Ty. Just curious if you remember playing against Will, if you do, what kind of player he was, or anything you can give me for the interview upcoming with him.
Oh yeah, I believe he's number 44, correct?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he's very, very athletic, big kid. He's pretty versatile. I remember this past year he played punt return. When we scouted them in our scouting report, we kind of looked at him as somebody that is a threat when he has the ball. Very powerful runner, he had hands to, be a flex tight end and catch the ball. But overall, a great kid and a great athlete, I would say. So, it was great competition.
All right, sounds like somebody's been studying some film. Speaking of which, yeah. I mean, how much of a part of your game it goes into the film room?
I try to emphasize as much film, into my game as possible. Just getting a leg up on your opponent in any form or fashion is the best way to go in terms of just, game planning and understanding your opponent. They say you never can get enough film, but I agree with that. It's just studying the game and knowing who you're lining up against and is a vital, vital part of your game. And the more you can understand who you're lining up against and know who you're playing against, and transition that to the field is, makes your game, a little bit easier in some ways. And it also gives you a leg up in terms of what to expect, going into game day.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, Andrew. One last one before we let you go. I'm going to give you the platform. If I was an NFL general manager, I want you to tell me why I should draft Andrew Bowes.
If you're a general manager, you should draft Andrew Bowes because he's a great kid, very humble, does whatever he can to help the program. You know, he's going to work hard day in, day out, you know, to reach success amongst himself and his players, you know, and just get after it, you know, and just be that unbelievable athlete that, you know, every NFL general manager would like to have on his team.
All right, well, there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. Andrew Bose, a.k.a. Surround Sound, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And what is the pro day date, Andrew?
Yes, pro day is March 17th, next Tuesday. It's actually St. Patrick's Day.
There you have it. Kick off your St. Paddy's Day, top of the morning with the little Andrew Bose. We'll definitely be keeping a lookout for you. And good luck to you on your journey and the upcoming pro day. And do us a favor and check back in with us after your pro day.
Thanks, Rick.
You got it, my man. That's Andrew Bose, a.k.a. Surround Sound. I just dubbed him with the nickname, and he's worthy of it with his sideline to sideline. This kid's a tackling machine. I mean, 300 career tackles, 125 tackles this past year, over 10 tackles a game, prototypical size, 6'2", 235, first team. And when you watch him on film, I mean, he just has the football instincts. You can tell he's a film junkie, swarms to the football, battles through oncoming blocks, knows when to shed blocks and attack this film overall. And, you know, there's been 21 players selected from the FCS and Division II level the last 6 years. So I'd definitely like to see him have his name called and be that first URI kid since 1986. Bob White of the New York Jets was the 189th overall pick. But this kid has it, man. And definitely looking forward to seeing where he will continue his football playing career. I do want to give a shout out to his agents, Mr. Dan Smith and Mr. Dave Schumann over at Inspired Athletes, always doing a good job. If you want to check them out and get some information on them, it's iathletes.com. Of course, I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. If you're just tuning in, we'll be posting this on the NFLDraftBible.com website. And of course, the easiest way to keep tabs on all of our interviews and draft coverage is over on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. So I'll actually be coming up in about another 5 minutes or so over on the All Access Football channel. We'll be joined by Chris Barfield from Fayetteville State. So we'll catch you in about 10 minutes. Howdy.